Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jamie Davis with a voice who can... You can stop wars with this voice.
I should really try to do that.
Look at that. When I grow up, I want that voice. If that's at all possible, I don't know, I have a glass of whatever you're drinking. So.
Southern comfort.
Now, we're going to talk about the anatomy of swing, because we were listening to that, and you can't help but sort of just get into your swing mode with that fantastic version of Sly and the Family Stones, If You Want Me to Stay. That's on your album, Vibe Over Perfection. And welcome to Jazz FM, Jamie Davis.
Thank you. Great to Happy to be here. Yeah.
Tell me about, you know, your relationship with the music of Sly and the Family Stone. I mean, I guess you grew up, you were from the Bay Area yourself, right?
And
you
kind of a transplant to the Bay Area, but Sly and the Family Stone, in my opinion, was the greatest rock band. I considered them to be rhythm and blues of all time, in my opinion, because they were tight. I mean, they had funk epitomized in every manner, and that's what I loved as a young man. So when the opportunity came to maybe do a crossover, now my idiom is jazz. And so I thought this would be a wonderful idea to incorporate that funk into big band swing. And here's the result.
Well, what's interesting while we were listening to that is you kind of admitted that you don't actually listen to this music once you've made it. You just go, well, that's done, and you just want to stick it on the shelf and...
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty common thing, because I talk to people about it, because that was then and this is now, you know what I mean? But when you brought that back into my memory bank, it created a smile. So that was a good then.
I'm sorry, I'm just mesmerized by your voice. I'm not actually hearing what you're saying. Isn't
yeah,
it great?
Baby.
It's great. Your voice must go well beyond just singing. They must pull you in to do all sorts of different things with that voice, right?
There was a lot of times that I did voiceovers and, you know, small independent projects for sound overs. And,
Vibe over perfection. It kind of says it all, doesn't it, really? You know, it's all about the vibe at the end of the day.
Yeah, Shelley, we were in the studio. Shelley Berg came up with that line, because a lot of people seek for perfection all the time, and sometimes that's very boring. You understand? I mean, you should know your art, but it needs to have a vibe that translates everybody in the session.
Yeah, that's a good omen. If you're out there making music, don't fiddle with the minutiae. Just, you know, when you got the vibe, just...
Oh, no.
Roll with that, yeah.
We call that in the pocket.
In the pocket. Done. You had an amazing time out front for Count Basie Orchestra. I mean, there's not much you... I mean, if it doesn't swing, it don't mean the thing, as they say, but make anything swing, I think, after that. Tell me about your years with that orchestra, obviously post-Count Basie, right?
Yeah. I equated it as being in front of a big freight train, because that music is just so profound, and the tone, this tone that comes behind you, it creates this, I'd say, a bubble that you enclose yourself in, and you basically just get in there and lock and ride this tidal wave of sound. You can't help but swing.
Let's do this. We are swinging up in here. Jamie Davis is in the house here at Jazz FM. Every day I have the blues is just so important. I mean, someone's got to feel the blues every day.
Integral part of jazz, the expression of jazz, the blues, no doubt about it.
You're at the Pizza Express tonight and tomorrow. You've been there last night. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Meet our finance man here. This is Johnny Hart.
How are you doing? I thought I had a good voice until this guy came along. I'm mesmerized.
We're about to do the footsie.
Oh, the footsie.
Coolest. Look at the footsie you will ever.
Do you know what the footsie is?
No.
It's like the Dow Jones.
Oh.
Okay. But so, British.
Johnny, if you just show Jamie
just
Davis
your kind of thing, Jamie.
The footsie stats at the moment. We'll ask Jamie to read the footsie stats.
Okay, I'll give Jamie the cue, right? So when we get to the bit I'm going to cue you, just say that. Yeah, you got that? Right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, shall I give you the report?
Let's do this. Okay. This is about the business news now with Johnny Hart.
Markets are up today, Chris and Jamie, recovering some of the ground lost over the past couple of days in the wake of that problem in China with the Chinese yuan depreciating. A short time ago, the FTSE
was up 49 points, up at 6620.
Brilliant.
Look at that.
Can we get him every day?
Yes. My special guest, Jamie Davis, the tender side of the man who was swinging so hard 10 minutes ago, Summertime. I love the way you kind of start off with the standard and then breeze into a different arrangement, different song completely there, Jamie. Fantastic stuff.
Wonderful idea from my friend and composer, Mark Little. He came in with that idea in the studio. The transition was just magic. Sometimes magic happens.
Yeah. When you're at the Pizza Express, I imagine you're not with a full orchestra in there. Or you've got a smaller band, or quartet or a quintet. What's
quartet,
the deal?
Quartet, piano, bass, saxophone, drums.
Yeah, and you of course have been also performing at the BBC Prom, which is quite a big affair. It's about as big as they come.
Absolutely, I was mesmerized, to say the least.
Is that the first time you've been involved in?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And is it sort of the story of swing? Did you kind of give some allude to some background and the anatomy of swing? And if so, fill us in, because I want to know what it is about swing that really resonates with us.
Well, I must say the songs that I did were chosen for me, but they represented what I appreciate in the evolution of swing. Of course, there was the song that I really enjoyed probably the most was Prisoner of Love, and that was Mr. B, because he and I have a similar voice. That was very fun to channel that. First time I'd ever sang that. And then we did some Glenn Miller stuff, and a little bit out of my range, but we made it work. Yeah. But in all, the presentation was phenomenal because it did represent the 30s, all the way up until the end of the swing era. And it was a pleasure to be there. And I will say that venue is amazing.
Yes, it is. It's a legendary venue.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
And you, of course, count amongst your fans a celebrity fan over here. It's Michael Parkinson, who's been very supportive of you.
Yeah.
Down the years.
Yeah. Michael Parkinson befriended me, and he helped my career a lot in London. And it was funny, I was telling my agent Heather the other day, I had on the TV and there was Michael. So yeah, he helped me tremendously. Thank you.
I'm interested in your visit to Angola prison down in Louisiana. Right, I mean, this is a bit about this venue. It's an infamous incarceration place, isn't it, in Louisiana. It's come up in the annals of history. It's kind of sinister in a way. What did you learn when you went in there, and you know, because you obviously providing music is a sort of therapeutic thing as well, and you know, we're all humans together. There's some bad men in there, but also you probably brought some goodness in there. How did it come out in the end?
It evolved from a business relationship for me. I will have to admit, I was not keen on doing this. I've had problems with prison stuff in my family. My older brother was killed in a prison by a supremacist, and I didn't want to go. I'm just going to tell you straight up, I didn't want to go. So I was very reluctant to do it. And finally, I ended up doing it. And yes, when I got there, the love that was there because of Warden Kane, who I understand is the one who has changed that prison into a place where more than half of the individuals there are, how do I say, living a better way of life. And so there was more love given to us than we were giving them. Obviously, we brought some outside energy and music to them. But I have to say, it was an amazing time there. And again, I still have to say, that whole thing of having somebody in confinement just creates a little in a person. So it's not something I just want to get used to. How's that?
Yeah. not many people get to see what it's like on the inside. And, well, obviously for the wrong reasons, but for, you know, for just visitation, finding out how human beings are in these places.
I will say this, though. Also, the talent that was in there, obviously, because, you know, there's people from all different walks of life. There was incredible talent there. And so we actually got to utilize that and incorporated that within our structure there. So that was really a good give and take relationship. And also at that time, Unity Music actually donated instruments to some of the guys in there, that, you know, piano players and didn't have a piano or keyboard, actually, you know, kind of a thing. So it was a win-win situation. It ended up in that manner.
Just the way we like to hear it.
Yeah.
Been a pleasure talking to you, Jamie, tonight at the Pizza Express in Soho and tomorrow too. Keep it swinging. And John Toussaint in the band, my old friend John Toussaint on saxophone. American in London, which is good. And Winston Clifford, Sean Hargreaves, Neville Malcolm as well. What a band.
Yeah.
Blessed.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming by.
If I might
but just play one more.
Please.
Let's do some Stevie.
La 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 la